Protests and prayer vigils have been held across Pakistan as the nation struggles to come to terms with the school massacre carried out by the Taliban, in which almost 150 people, mostly children, were killed. The Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif, has lifted a ban on the death penalty for terrorist crimes. It had been in place since 2008. Mr. Sharif has also announced plans to launch fresh military operations against militants, and he's pledged to clean the region of terrorism. It comes as journalists have been allowed into the school to see for themselves where the slaughter was carried out. They've compared the scenes of carnage to images from horror films. A warning, this story by Barney Porter contains some graphic descriptions. Allahu
Akbar. In Pakistan, they're burying their dead.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
There were more than 1,000 students and teachers at the military-run school in the city of Peshawar. The military says 141 were killed. That's 9 adults and 132 children. More than 100 others were injured. In other parts of the country, people are protesting. In one of the many rallies was Hifza Shah Jilani.
Everybody is united on one platform to basically send out the message that we are against terrorism and we will not accept terrorism by any measure. So basically we are in solidarity with the children who've lost their lives and we pledge that it will never happen again.
Overnight, the military allowed a group of local and international journalists into the school, including freelancer Almina Ahmed.
We were led up some steps into the main auditorium. Now there was blood running all the way up the steps, and we thought that was pretty gruesome, but it didn't prepare us for what was inside. The main auditorium, we're told, was where 100 children were killed in that one room. There was a first aid lesson going at the time, and that was the first place the militants targeted, and they fired indiscriminately at all the children. We were walking around, there were dark, dry pools of blood, body parts, books, shoes, glasses, remnants of I don't know what. It felt like it was a horror movie scene. It just didn't feel real. As we were walking around, there was so much blood. I can't recall ever seeing so much blood before. And a smell, it's very hard to describe, but a smell of death, really. And that smell has stayed with me all day.
What's the mood in Pakistan today? There's been a suggestion the attack might galvanise opposition to the Taliban. Are you getting a sense of that?
It's difficult to say. In Peshawar, where I am, and it's the eye of the storm, as it were, people are genuinely still in shock. It's the first day of 3 days of mourning. Normally, Peshawar, it's the capital of the northern province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. It's bustling, it's busy, it's chaotic. The streets were virtually empty. There was this eerie stillness. People were just, not many people were around. It felt like a ghost town. And there was a mass funeral this morning I attended. And so many people there paying their respects and seeing these small coffins being carried away and the stories of those who had perished. It's just a really somber, shock is an understatement. I think even for a country like Pakistan, which is well used, sadly, is hardened to these sort of attacks. What happened yesterday has deeply, deeply scarred the people of this country.
The Taliban has since released photos of the fighters who stormed the school. It's also reiterated the attack was in revenge for a government military offensive against safe havens in the country's northwest, along the border with Afghanistan. That began in June, and today, after visiting some of the injured students recovering in hospital, the Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif, pledged to clear the entire region of terrorism.
We categorically announce that the distinction between good and bad Taliban will not be continued at any level. Today, our national leadership has reiterated this vow of solidarity and has decided that we will continue this war as long as there is even one terrorist remaining on our soil.
Mark Grossman is the former U.S. Special Representative for Pakistan and Afghanistan. He's told the BBC Prime Minister Sharif can fulfill that pledge.
You would hope that all of these dead children would be enough to finally let this government get a grip on its entire government, on its army, on its intelligence services. And I think this is really a matter of the Pakistani people standing up and saying, it's enough. That's what's required in Pakistan.
However, the government and the military has long been accused of not being tough enough on Islamist militants in a nation which has become a safe haven for Al-Qaeda-linked groups. The people are now waiting to see if this latest atrocity will actually make any difference.
Barney Porter there.